listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, Burnaby. Also on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
British producer Romar, R-O-M-A-R-E, with the track Down the Line, It Takes a Number. Very nice. Some kalimba samples in there, some dubstepy wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wop-wops. And indeed, that was a long set of music. And we started out that set with a really cool Canadian hip-hop group called Caravan. Not super easy to find online, just one word, Caravan. And that song was called What Up, Steve. It was an ode to Stephen Harper and all the great things he's done to our country. I mean, in their opinion, at least. And after that was a Turkish group called Replikas with a K, and they formed in '93, so a modern group, although they sound classically '60s. And that's from a 2002 record called Dadu Ruti, and the track was Yas Eli. After that, Australian group The Cat Empire, and those guys seem to have very strong ties with Canada. They play here quite often, and a couple weeks ago, they played at Folk Fest. Was it a good show? Did you see them? You saw them, right?
Yeah, I saw them.
That's Hillary, by the way. Hi, Hillary.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Good. Yeah, thanks for coming back. Were they high energy?
Yeah, super high energy. It was the first dance party of the festival for me, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think. Maybe not.
Yeah, they're kind of like a pan. That song was very Latin sounding, mm-hmm. I would say. Track was Like a Drum, and what was the record called? That's their new album.
Steal the Light.
Steal the Light, yeah. So the Cat Empire, good stuff from Down Under. And after that was a reissue of this French singer from 1967. So she's this mysterious creature from France. Her name just goes by Clotilde. Clotilde, and she put out two EPs only in 1967, and I suppose she has somewhat of a cult following. She disappeared after 67, and this new reissue called Queen of the Swinging Mademoiselle, it takes both of her EPs, puts them back to back on one convenient LP, and there you go. The track was Super Lipopette, and all of them are very, very interesting, different. That one was a lot more rocky than some of them. Some of them are like French swing, really bossa nova jazz kind of stuff. And yeah, if you like strange 60s music, Clotilde is where it's at right now. That was from Born Bad Records. Anyways, yeah, brand new here on the playlist, by the way. And that was it. We finished with Romar, like I said, the track Down the Line. That was from last year. And next we're gonna play a nice young Canadian chap. Goes by Jaron Freeman Fox and The Opposite of Everything. So that's his band, The Opposite of Everything. And I played a track off this a while back when I just ran across it. And then as it so happens, met somebody who is a good friend of his. This girl from Toronto. So yeah, that's where he hails from, Mr. Jaron Freeman Fox. He's a very, very good fiddle player. And this is the new record, The Opposite of Everything. And the track is Pyrite Pirate on Wandering Rhythms.
Thank you. Rockfest 2013 is an all-day, all-ages, local rock, garage, and punk music festival featuring local talent New Sensei, Crystal Swells, Dead Soft, and many more. Come out on August 31st to the Polish Community Center on 4015 Fraser Street in Vancouver, BC. Festival starts at 11:30 in the morning and runs until late into the night. Tickets will be $20 for the day. For more information, visit sunfestvancouver.com.
Hola, hola, amigos. You're listening to Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, just east of the easternmost part of Vancouver. Yes, the big city here. We're not in the wilderness. Burnaby is alive and rocking with the sounds of Grupo 2000. So, Group 2000, although that was not from the year 2000, it was from 1974. The record, which has been re-released on Light in the Attic Records, thank you folks, the record is El Destape, so a lesser-known group of the psychedelic cumbia scene in Amazonian Peru in the 70s, but yes, a very good one, Grupo 2000 with the track El Destape. El Destape a los 2000. So, the uncovering of the 2000. What does it mean? I don't know. Might be some prophecy about the Y2K computer crash. Whatever. So before that, you heard another 70s group from Nigeria this time. And the track was Rough Rider. So, yes, very, very American, sounding funk, but West Africa, not so far off. They love the sounds of James Brown, and they did it well. Before that, the legendary Icelandic group Sigur Rós with their new record, the track was Í Fyrr Boro, and the record was is called Kveikur. And these guys, you know, I think they make up their own words, their own languages, but I wouldn't know the difference, because Icelandic sounds like Plutonian to me. Very, very nice. And you can't say anything wrong about Sigur Rós. It's just so beautiful. And before them, we started off that set with Jaron Freeman Fox and The Opposite of Everything. The track Pyrite. Great music out of Toronto, Ontario.
This is Bird Note. Corvids, like crows and jays, are known for scatter hoarding, which sometimes turns into inadvertent gardening, says forest and behavioral ecologist Mario Pesendorfer.
Corvids will take seeds and hide them all over the area, and often they hide more than they need over the winter, and then many stay in the ground and have a chance to turn into small plants.
That's what happened on Santa Cruz Island in Southern California. It's part of Channel Islands National Park, where native shrub oak habitats were largely decimated by grazing livestock. After these animals were removed in the 80s and 90s, Santa Cruz Island regained vegetation faster than its neighbors, thanks to corvids. In a 2017 study, Mario and his colleagues found that the island scrub jays, a species endemic to Santa Cruz, were instrumental to the abundant new growth.
We could show that the jays that are flying around caching the acorns, they played the main role in the recovery of oak habitat on these islands.
Since corvid species are so widespread and naturally inclined to disperse seeds, Mario says native birds could help restoration ecologists regrow forests beyond the Channel Islands too.
Most people know jays for their intelligence, and I now have the joy of bringing the ecological role of jays closer to people.
Learn more about restoration ecology in the latest season of Bring Birds Back, available in your favorite podcast app. For Bird Note, I'm Jazzy Johnson.
Hi, we are Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia. We are diverse, independent, and yours.
And now it is time to travel to Southeast Asia, to the country of Laos, also sometimes called Laos, because there's an S at the end of it. But yes, some interesting sounds, of course, as there is in every country. And I'll tell you a bit about the country and its history. But first, I'm just going to start off with a track by the legendary Master Dying Toy. So, by far the most distinctive instrument from Laos, is in all my research, was an instrument called the kalakene, and it is very peculiar looking thing. It basically looks like a really long panpipe, so it looks kind of like it comes from the Andes of South America, pardon me, but it sounds like an organ, and it's all with these long, thin bamboo pipes